and climb out. Pushing the dog aside, she managed to get to her knees and scoot against the narrow wall at the foot of the bed. She raised both fists, ready to defend herself in any way she could, in spite of her pain. "You awake?" The voice was slightly thick with age. "Punch says you are." A hand grasped the edge of the curtain and slowly pulled it back a few inches to reveal a weathered face the color of light toffee. Hope kept her fists up.
"No need for that," he assured her. "You're safe here for the time being and need to rest."
While she watched, he twisted the cap off a plastic water bottle and held it out to her.
"You'll be wanting this."
The dog sat on the bed and watched them both. Hope grabbed at the water and took a long drink, some of it spilling down her chin. She drank so fast, she started sputtering and coughing.
"Easy now,"
the man said gently. When half the bottle was gone, she asked, "Who are you, and how did I get here?" She went on the defense again, watching both him and the animal with wary eyes.
"I found you face down in the desert, right about daybreak," he told her. "Punch and I pulled over so we could stretch our legs a bit, and there you were. Your face looks like the work of fists, not contact with the ground. Your other injuries, too. I got you into bed and dressed your wounds. Doesn't look like anything was broken. You were lucky no desert critters found you first and decided you were breakfast."
Hope shivered at the thought, then looked away, trying to piece together what had happened. The man fixed his eyes on her.
"I made an executive decision to get you to my RV and take off in case whoever did this to you came back to check their handiwork."
He pulled the curtain all the way back. He was a slight guy, wiry in build, probably in his late 60s or early 70s, with stubby gray hair and a short beard.
"Name's Aussie Bird,"
he indicated the dog.
"This here's Punch."
The dog responded with a yip and vigorous tail wagging.
"And you?"
"Hope," she told him, leaving off her last name. She shook her head as fuzziness came and went in bursts. He indicated a closed room next to the bed.
"There's the bathroom. You'll probably want to be using it. I put out clean towels for you. There's also a bottle of ibuprofen in the medicine cabinet. Help yourself. This isn't the Ritz, but I do have all the basic necessities. You familiar with RVs?"
She nodded and took another drink of water. "My grandparents had one when I was a kid."
"Good, then you know that on board, water is precious. This rig has a good-sized water tank, and I filled it up and dumped the black and gray tanks shortly before I found you. So we should be good for a bit, but conserve as much as you can."
Hope moved to get off the bed, but the pain caused her to gasp.
"You're gonna feel pretty bruised for a while,"
Ozzie said to her. He held out a hand.
"Here, let me help you up."
With reluctance, Hope accepted Ozzie's help. Once on her feet and steady, Ozzie handed her a pair of clean khaki cargo shorts he pulled from a closet across from the bed. They were identical to the ones he was wearing.
"I'm pretty scrawny, so these'll probably fit you. Your pants weren't torn, but they're filthy. They're up front along with your shoes. Your top and bra were torn pretty badly."
Again, Hope shivered, remembering the men pawing at her, exposing and grabbing her breasts. The bathroom was small but clean and efficient, with a stall shower, a small sink with a mirrored medicine cabinet, and a toilet. Fighting through her pain and stiffness, she used the toilet, then faced the mirror. One eye was bruised but not shut. A cut above it was dressed with two small butterfly bandages. Both her upper and lower lips were split. She examined her nose with gentle hands. It wasn't broken, but badly bruised. She took a quick sponge bath and put the t-shirt back on. Her shoulder-length blonde hair was a tangled mess. Using a comb she found on a small shelf, she wet it and dragged it through her hair. She grabbed a large bottle of generic ibuprofen she found in the medicine cabinet and shook two into her hand. Then she shook out four more. When she came out of the bathroom, Hope smelled something delicious and familiar. Bacon and eggs. Coffee. The last time she'd eaten was... She paused and swallowed hard. Lunch. At that broken-down roadside diner with Nick. Yesterday. Right before. She swallowed again.
"Come on, Hope,"
Ozzie encouraged her with a wave of a large spatula.
"You need to eat to keep up your strength."
Hope moved forward and sat down at the dinette, being